I'm gonna wait for a few more people to get in here. Wait for my two co-hosts to join me for this podcast. How's everybody doing tonight? Hope everybody's having a wonderful night. We got a lot to cover, NFL-wise. We have a lot to cover. I'm doing good, Matt. Thank you for asking. As soon as my co-hosts get in here, we'll get started. We have an interesting weekend for football. This weekend coming up is going to be really interesting. We're going to break down scenarios NFC wise. We're doing our little podcast that we do with the NFL games, different sports. Just waiting on a couple of the co-hosts to get in here. But we appreciate you being here your first time. Yeah, we're gonna touch on that, Matt. It was definitely very very eye-opening and a lot of changes will probably be made as far as the chest area hitting wise. But, I mean, we've got some pretty crazy news to cover. Got a couple of updates. Matter of fact, one of his uncles updated earlier on DeMar Hamlin's condition. We're going to go over that probably first. Yeah, we were going to talk about that too. It's crazy to think four major injuries have happened on that field. If you guys think about it. Think about this. Antonio Brown was hurt on that field. Ryan Shazier. Tua was hurt earlier this year. And now Hamlin. We're going to get into that in just a second, Camp. As soon as my two co-hosts get in here. But sure, for you guys, it was just as crazy. We were watching it live. If you guys don't know, we stream the games live every Thursday, Monday, Saturday, Sunday. We were live on TikTok when it happened. So yeah, it was pretty crazy. We knew something was wrong. We knew something wasn't right. It's just a crazy deal overall. It's really sad. Here's one of my co-hosts right here. Appreciate the roses.
What's up, Ozzie? Bro? Sorry for the delay.
Okay. I was just going over with the chat. The chat was already kind of bumping a little bit. We were talking about what happened last night. I told him that's what we would probably open up with, was we would discuss what happened exactly last night. I got an update. One of his uncles tweeted out probably about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, word. All right. Yeah. We could set it up. We're going to wait on Austin a little bit, see if he shows up.
We can. We can just
Let's give him like 2 minutes. Let's get these likes up while Austin gets it.
We're waiting on Austin. Let's get these likes up, y'all. Hey, we appreciate those roses, man. Camper, I appreciate those.
Hey, Camper. Everybody that follow me, I'll follow them at the end of the live.
Yeah, Matt, we... like I said, we were watching it live, me and Ozzy and Austin. Matter of fact, my other co-host, and we immediately knew something was wrong. I appreciate those roses.
You think Packers are going to make a playoff run? They have a chance.
We're going to discuss all that. We're going to discuss all that. I have all the NFC playoff scenarios wrote down, all the AFC playoff scenarios wrote down. We're going to get into a lot of stuff tonight. We're going to touch on our picks for this week's games. But, yeah, we were just talking. I was talking to somebody in the chat a while ago. I mean, there's been 4 injuries on that field. If you think about it, Antonio Brown, that's when he got hurt on that field. Of course, Ryan Shazier was paralyzed on that field. Tua earlier this year, and then now Hamlin. That field just has a bad aura about it. I don't know. But, I mean, Austin will be in here probably just a second. But we'll go ahead and start. I wanted to give you guys an update of what I read. His uncle tweeted out earlier that he is now – last night he was on 100% oxygen. Like, they had, you know, it wasn't good. 100% oxygen. Now he is down to only using 50% of the oxygen. So that's a good thing because that means he only is using 50% of the ventilator and the other 50% is – him. So that is a good thing. That means that we're getting a little bit of a progress with him. So prayers up to his family. We're hoping that everything goes well, goes in. Appreciate those footballs, Hayes. We're just kind of hoping that he pulls through this, man. Like I said, and with him already being at 50%, he is definitely a fighter. I don't know. There was a couple of jabs last night I didn't like. I mean, the whole Skip Bayless thing I didn't like. Him saying that they should keep playing because of the playoff seeding. I think maybe he got reworked. Maybe his words were taken out of context. I don't know. Either way, it's neither here nor there. It's not for me to say because I'm not him. I cannot speak on what he says because I cannot tell you what's going through his head when he says that. But, yeah, the update that we got from his uncle earlier is that DeMar Hamlin is now only using 50% of the ventilator. So that is a very, very good sign. Very good sign. At least he's making progress. Hopefully that means that they are, by tomorrow morning, maybe they can take the tube out. He can breathe on his own. We're hoping. Prayers out to him and his family. 50%, Hannah. But he was using, like I said, last night he was on 100% of the ventilator. So now he's only using 50%. His uncle tweeted this out earlier, Justin.
What was so, the, I missed that. I had a bad connection. What was the tweet?
His uncle tweeted out that last night he was on, of course, we already knew, he was using 100% oxygen off of the ventilator. They had him sedated, you know. I mean, he's still sedated right now, but now they have reduced it to 50%. So now he is breathing 50% room air along with the 50% ventilator. So that's a good sign that he's making good progress. Hopefully he'll be able to take the tube. They'll be able to unsedate him and take the tube out. I just hope that he really pulls through. I know they have him heavily sedated. He just went through a crazy injury, you know, last night. And we just pray that he gets better. I mean, as you can see, we've got the threes in the background. We got to pray for DeMar. We're all standing with him. His family, our thoughts and prayers are with him. Those kind of things happen. Man, he's 24. We don't really know exactly what happened. From the way that me and Ozzy looked, it looked like T. Higgins kind of maybe lowered his shoulder when Hamlin went to tackle him. I don't know. It was just crazy the way it looked. Yeah, it didn't look like it was. I mean, it looked like it was a hard hit, but it looked like a hit that you would normally see in a football game. And then he got up, and then he just, you know, the unfortunate events that unfolded afterwards happened. And we're just, like I said, our thoughts are just exactly, thoughts and prayers are with his family.
That game will not resume this week. I just.
Yeah, there is no, we're going to speak on that too. Like I said, the AFC predictions that I have are based on if they do not play that game and they just end it in a tie, which is more than likely the way that they're leaning towards what they're going to do. Because they're talking about they may not even, they're not going to probably have time to make this game up. You know what I mean? So they're going to have to probably either end it in a tie or something. We're not really sure exactly what's going to happen. But we'll go ahead and start getting into these games. You got two games Saturday. We've got Kansas City and Las Vegas. Kansas City and Las Vegas, that game should be a good one. If Kansas City wins that game, I believe if my playoff stuff is correct, yeah, if they win Saturday, if this game, if they do in those games in a tie the way that they're talking about, it gives KC the number one seed. I'm going to go with Kansas City on this pick. I mean, Las Vegas has a lot of turmoil right now with Carr. The injury to, the trade rumors, Carr, everything. We all know he's definitely gone after this year. We definitely know for a fact that he's gone. His brother has already spoken really highly on it. Derek Carr will not be in Las Vegas after next year or this year. I was telling them about the Saturday games that we got, Kansas City and Las Vegas. Kansas City wins that game. They win the number one seed. They wrap it up. This is all, like I said, based on if they end that game in a tie and they just decide not to play it. I don't see why they would want to play it. I'm going to go with Kansas City in that game against Las Vegas. What do you think, Ozzy?
I'm taking KC.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. The Saturday night game will be Tennessee going to Jacksonville. This game has a lot of implications as well. This game is basically for the AFC title, AFC South title. Whoever wins, they clinch the AFC South. I'm going to go with Jacksonville on this game. I feel like Jacksonville's coming in hot. Tennessee may not have Derrick Henry again. And they're playing Jacksonville at home. I feel like Jacksonville wins this game. What do you think, Ozzy? Jacksonville, okay. So it's a consensus pick so far. We both pick KC. We both pick Jacksonville. Then we go to Sunday. Sunday's 12 o'clock games. We got some really good games at 12 o'clock. Tampa Bay is visiting Atlanta. Atlanta is struggling so bad right now. Tom Brady coming off of clinching another win. I don't know how he did it last week. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay on this game.
I'm right here. My bad. I'm here.
You're okay.
I'm taking KC and I'm taking the Jags.
Okay. What do you think about Tampa Bay versus Atlanta?
I'm going with the GOAT.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride with Tampa Bay. Atlanta's got a lot of problems right now, too. Offensively, they can't get anything going. They're just Then we go to our game. Of course, you know, big game this week. It's do or die right now for the New England Patriots. They have a big, tall task ahead of them against Buffalo. Man, emotions are running high for Buffalo. You're going to take the Pats. I'm going to take New England in this game as well. I feel like emotions are going to be running high. I know there's a lot of stuff going on in Buffalo. But I think New England may steal this one and squeak into the playoffs. Now, they don't necessarily have to have this chat win to make the playoffs. I have another scenario where they New England can still make the playoffs, even with the loss to Buffalo. We'll get into that in a little bit.
We haven't clinched yet, right?
No.
We gotta beat Buffalo.
Yeah. Well,
we gotta beat Buffalo.
Not necessarily, Ozzie. There's a couple of scenario. There's a scenario. Another scenario that we're gonna talk about later on. That involves they don't have to win to make the playoffs.
All right.
But it would preferably be that we win, so we just, you know what I mean?
Way easy with a win.
Minnesota at Chicago.
I'm going score again. You already know.
Yeah, I think Minnesota bounces back. They got destroyed, basically, by the Green Bay Packers. They got picked apart. I think they bounce back, beat Chicago. Next one is another good game. It's going to be another division. Well, not a division title game, but it's another game that has playoff implications, possibly too. Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh. I'm gonna go with the Steelers. Who they got? Who's with the Browns?
They'll have everybody. I believe they'll have Chubb. They'll have their regular, you know, lineup. I'm gonna go with Cleveland on this one. Believe it or not, I think Cleveland, their running game looked pretty nice last week, and I feel like they might beat and steal this one from Pittsburgh. But like turnovers may be a key in this game. Next game we got a snooze fest. Houston and Indianapolis. I'm just gonna pick Indianapolis just because I think Houston's tanking for the number one pick. They've already got it, but they're gonna just go ahead and, you know what I mean.
A little not off topic, but kind of off topic. Did you see? I don't know what receiver it was, but he was definitely from Houston. He had all that glue on his thing.
Yes, I did see that. That was kind of crazy. Oh, he looked like he had stickum on his with the glove. Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see Dak Prescott paying off the ref?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that where it looked like. There's a lot of crazy videos that are coming out right now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Indy on that game. I feel like Indy beats Houston. Houston's just their season has been over since the start. They're just they're going ahead and finishing off with a loss.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Another game, Jets versus Miami. They're playing at Miami. I'm going to go with the Jets on this game.
Me too.
Tua's not going to play again. I think the Jets beat them. Another good game, the Carolina Panthers visiting the New Orleans Saints. I think Carolina beats them on the road. I think Carolina wins one on the road in New Orleans. Then we go to the 3 o'clock games. Dallas. These are big, big games. These two games right here are going to decide the NFC East. Dallas at Washington and New York at Philly. I'm going to go with Dallas beating Washington. I think Dallas beats the Commanders. They're rolling right now. I think the Cowboys pick up another win. And I'm going to go with an upset pick. I'm going to pick the Giants over the Eagles.
Is Jalen Hurts going to play?
Nope.
Thank you, Mama G.
Appreciate that, Mama G. Yeah, he is not going to play.
They've been playing trash.
All right, so you say you're taking the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Over the command. I'm not writing them down.
Yeah.
I didn't write anything down for this week.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cowboys over the Commanders.
I'm gonna be the op.
Okay.
And then
I think we have basically pretty much picked every team together. Everything except for this one. This is the only one that we haven't picked that was the same. What do you think about New York and Philly?
I think the Eagles are going to bounce back and get this W.
Do you think so without Jalen Hurts?
Jalen, they might end up. Is he out?
The Giants are on a roll right now. Like, I don't know what's going on with the what's in the water there in New York right now, but Brian Daboll has completely turned the Giants around.
The Eagles are alone. Yeah, but they don't have their quarterback.
I know, but the Giants suck too. Man.
That's like, you ain't shit without your homeboy. Now, the Giants been playing good.
Yeah.
Giants won all the last game. They have been winning them.
Yeah, they clinched their playoff berth last Sunday.
Clinched before us.
Yeah, but they lost, like, what, 2 weeks ago, a week ago? They only won, like,
next, we have Baltimore at Cincinnati. I'm going to take the Bengals.
Ooh, they.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bengals. I feel like there's a lot of momentum going into that game. It's going to be at Cincinnati after what happened last week, or this Monday, this tragic stuff that happened. I think Cincinnati beats Baltimore. They don't have their quarterback. Without Lamar Jackson, Baltimore's struggling terribly. I think Cincinnati beats them pretty easily.
By the way,
Arizona at San Francisco. I'm going to take the 49ers. Arizona continues to struggle without Kyler Murray. Then you got our other co-host who isn't here, Baker Mayfield-led Rams versus the Seattle Seahawks.
We are
going to take the Seahawks in this game.
You're taking the Seahawks?
They're at home. It's hard to beat Seattle at home.
True. True, but Geno Smith is hurt, ain't he?
I don't think so. I think he played last week. Well, he broke his finger. But he snapped it back in. He snapped it back in and played the rest of the game.
He did? I did not.
Yeah, he played with it taped.
So he good then?
I would say so. I would think so. I don't think it was his throwing hand, so he should be good to go. I think Seattle beats him.
Vehicle stolen with two kids inside, recovered by Providence Police.
Then you got the Chargers at Denver. I'm going to take the Chargers. Denver's struggling bad.
But two kids inside.
You going to take the Chargers against the Broncos?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chargers. Justin Herbert's on a roll right now.
Yeah. I go with the same. I don't like the Broncos.
Then we got the Sunday night game. Ooh. Mama G's Green Bay Packers taking on the Detroit Lions. With a spot in the playoffs on the line.
Patriots 1979 in the house. We got Wick in the house. Peace does.
Bevin. I'm going to take, you know what? I'm going to take Green Bay on this game. Green Bay is on a roll right now.
You got to take Green Bay.
Yeah. They're playing at home. It's going to be at Lambeau. If anybody is going to rise to the occasion on these type of a moment, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so I've got your NFC.
My boy just said right here that Aaron Rodgers washed up. I think he is, but he knows how to dig himself out of a hole.
Yeah, I just feel like he's like he's pulling some tricks out of his hat and sleeve. I don't know.
I mean, I named him Chokey Rodgers. So that's just tell you how I feel about
him. He has, ever since we named him that, he has been on a roll.
He proved us wrong, huh?
Yeah, he definitely
has not choked, yo.
So as the NFC seeding is right now as it sits for the playoffs, you have Philly at number one, San Francisco at the 2 seed, Minnesota's the 3rd seed, Tampa Bay's the 4th seed, Dallas is at 5. The Giants are at the 6th seed. And Seattle is sitting at the 7th seed. In the hunt is Detroit and Green Bay. Okay, so we'll go over the playoff scenarios right now for the NFC. Philadelphia can clinch the NFC with a Philly win or a Dallas loss. So, Philly wins, they clinch the NFC East. They can clinch the number one seed with a Philly win or a Dallas loss and a San Francisco 49er loss. The 49ers can clinch the number one seed with a win and a Philadelphia loss. So the Cowboys playoff scenarios are they can clinch the NFC with a win and Philly losing. We won't know anything on those games until 3 o'clock because they're playing at the same time. So those games will be ending about the same time. They'll be finding out at the same time who is going to be the NFC East champion. The Cowboys still have a shot to clinch the number one seed. If they win and Philly and San Francisco lose, the Cowboys are the number one seed in the NFC. Seattle can clinch a playoff berth with the Seattle win and a Green Bay loss. Of course, the two teams that are in the hunt, Detroit can clinch a playoff spot with a win and a Seattle loss. Green Bay is the only team that controls their own destiny. If they win, they trump over Seattle and they take that number 7 spot and they're in. All they have to do is win. They don't have to have anybody lose anything. It's all on Green Bay at this point. Win and you're in.
Look what it says right. This team will be on the outside looking. If the season ended today, they will be gone. Patriots are in there. No, Patriots are in the
Patriots and Jaguars. Keep in mind, these AFC playoff scenarios, chat, are considering with what happened Monday night if the NFL decides to
go ahead, hospital the way.
Yes, if they decide to go ahead and just keep that game as a tie, Buffalo and Cincinnati. So keep this in mind. These playoff scenarios are because of those. If that happens, then Kansas City, all they have to do is win Saturday night. They will be the number one seed. That's a consensus. Buffalo's playoff scenarios, because they're the number two seed, they would win the number one seed because they've already clinched a playoff berth.
Hey, they will be the number one seed. Yeah. And the white card. One thing, yeah. Dan, not to cut you off. You think that they'll, if, because they already said.
No, Messiah, that hasn't been decided yet.
You think
that's what we're doing off of what we think.
Bengals were up. I think it'll be messed up if they declare it to be a tie.
Yeah, but at this point, we don't know how that could play out because who's to say that they wouldn't have came back? You know what I mean? We don't really know how that would have played out. I mean, like I said, yeah, KC is the number one seed right now. All they have to do is win on Saturday, and they will basically be the number one seed. The Bills playoff scenarios, they could be they've already clinched a playoff berth. They're the number two seed, so they would become the number one seed if they beat New England and a KC and a Cincinnati loss. They have to have both those teams lose. Cincinnati, from what we've seen, as Adam Schefter talked about this earlier, if they keep it the same, like I'm talking, Cincinnati will be the third. Will be already locked in as the third seed, the number three seed. Like, so they really can't move up, move down. You know what I mean? It's basically between the Bills and the Chiefs who's going to be the number one seed. AFC South title is on the line. The Jags clinch that with the win versus Tennessee. The Titans clinch it with the win over the Jags. Whoever wins that is going to the playoffs. Now we get into what we were talking about, the number 7 seed, the last seed.
Yeah, the one that the Patriots are going to get.
Patriots right now are sitting at the number 7 seed. They're 8-8. They clinch with the win at Buffalo.
Hold on. They clinched already?
No, if they beat Buffalo.
If they beat Buffalo.
There's two scenarios. Patriots can clinch with a win at Buffalo or a Dolphins loss versus the Jets, along with the Pittsburgh loss at Cleveland and the Jags win over Tennessee. So if those three things were to happen and the Patriots lost to Buffalo, the Patriots are still in the playoffs.
They can't make another week.
Miami, there's no way they're going to do that with, and the playoffs are literally a week away. I'm telling you, they're not. There's no way they're going to do that, and it wouldn't be fair to the Bengals and the Bills to make them play say tomorrow night or Thursday night, and then there's a game on Sunday. You know what I mean?
They already said they're not going to play that game this week.
So Miami would clinch with the win over the Jets and a New England loss at Buffalo. Then Miami would be the team in. Pittsburgh could clinch because Pittsburgh's still in it. They could clinch with a win at Cleveland, a Miami loss, and a New England loss. So Pittsburgh needs Miami and New England to lose, along with them beating Cleveland to make the playoffs. The Jags could clinch. Okay, of course, if they lost to Tennessee, right? So say the Jags lose to Tennessee, right? How Tennessee clinches the AFC South spot. The Jags could potentially still make the playoffs, but Miami, New England, and Pittsburgh would have to lose. You get what I'm saying?
Hey, Green, welcome in.
So there's a lot of scenarios to go into that. You know what I mean?
My bad.
You're all right. There's a lot of scenarios that go into that. Like I said, we're basing this off of, we don't know exactly what's going to happen with that week. If they do decide to cut dry and they both just decide, hey, we're going to just go ahead and have a tie, it doesn't matter, Messiah. If they do decide to take the tie right now, the Bengals win the AFC North regardless. They win the AFC North.
But they don't jump up in seeding, though. That's the issue for this game.
No, it doesn't, because Adam Schefter already said they are locked in at the number three seed. Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically between Buffalo and Kansas City right now.
But if Cincinnati would have beat Buffalo this week and then New England turned around and beat Buffalo next week, then they would have the second seed. But that's two different scenarios happening.
Yeah, and that scenario has been already thrown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Baltimore's not in the playoffs. They are already – Baltimore's already been eliminated from the playoffs.
They're eliminated. I have a list.
We're not even going to look that far right now, Fabian. It's a Super Bowl yet because with so much stuff that's went on this week.
Yeah.
But the number seven seed is, like I said, the Patriots can win in two different scenarios. They don't have to beat Buffalo. They can lose to Buffalo as long as Miami loses to the Jets, Pittsburgh loses to Cleveland, and the Jags beat the Titans. The Patriots will still be locked in at the number seven seed.
That's tragic.
That's what I was telling him. Miami can clinch it with a win over the Jets and New England a loss at Buffalo.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Pittsburgh can clinch it with a win at Cleveland, a Miami loss, and a New England loss. The Jags could potentially lose the AFC South title to Tennessee, right? And still make the number seven seed by losses. If Miami, New England, and Pittsburgh both all three lost, they would still make the playoffs.
He said, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't even want to look. We really don't even want to look that far ahead, Fabian, like, to be honest. Because with everything that's going on right now, man.
Just the least of the concerns right now.
Yeah. We talked at the first, Austin, about how DeMar Hamlin's uncle tweeted out earlier that last night, of course, everybody knows he was 100% on a ventilator.
Yep.
It has been reduced to 50% now.
It's good news.
So it's good news.
Hey, any news of the situation is better than the news we had last night.
I told him, I mean, there's been four injuries on that field. I mean, You think Antonio Brown, Ryan Shazier, Tua, just Tua alone this year, Tua, and then now this one. There's something about that field. I don't know if it's just a bad aura or what's going
it's
on.
It's turf, man. It's you know turf. What I mean? I'm telling you, it's turf.
You think?
Everybody asked me earlier what happened. I told them, I mean, we were watching the game live, literally. Yeah. I told him it looked like a clean hit to me. It looked like T. Higgins maybe lowered his shoulder. He got up, and then we don't know it what just, happened.
You know, whenever the hit took place, man, like when you slow it down, like where he hit him was like direct center of his chest.
I didn't like the fact that Bart Scott kind of like – he didn't really make it seem like it was T. Higgins' fault. I get what he was trying to explain. But people took his words out of context and tried to say that he was taking a shot at T. Higgins.
Yeah.
And I really think people should calm down and chill out because there's a lot of people that are tweeting hateful stuff to T. Higgins. That is not his fault that that happened.
Even though he fails, it's his fault. It was not his fault. And I don't think it was the field's fault neither. That has nothing to do with the turf.
Right? It was just a freak accident, man. Stuff happens, you know. That had nothing to do with T. Higgins. They've done those same moves that they do. I've seen Hamlin wrap up people numerous times the same exact way. And it was a freak accident that happened. And we hate to see something like that happen, you know, but at least we're getting some good news that he's on 50% of the ventilator, so he's breathing a little bit on his own, which is a good sign. I didn't know if you wanted to go over these, Austin, or not. We went over picks already earlier, but I'm going to let you go over them. I want to get your picks on these. Saturday's games, you got Kansas City versus Las Vegas. Who are you taking?
KC.
Okay. Then you got the Saturday night game, Tennessee at Jacksonville, AFC South title on the
line. Give me sunshine.
That's who we all pick too. Sunday 12:00 games. You got Tampa Bay at Atlanta.
Who?
Tampa and Atlanta.
Give me Tampa.
You got the potential number one seed of Kansas City was to lose on the line and fighting for a playoff berth on the line. New England at Buffalo.
Give me Buffalo by 20.
Yeah, right.
They're going to be playing with all heart.
But that 20.
I feel like that's what's going to backfire on them.
But that 20 next to that.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of emotions running high in that game. And I feel like that's what's going to – I feel like New England may steal this one, to be honest. Like, the same way they stole that win from Miami last week. Minnesota at Chicago.
Hello.
Who are you going with, Minnesota or Chicago?
Hello. Give me Chi-Town.
Yeah.
Give me Chi-Town on the finale.
Okay.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh by 40.
I don't know about that.
Deshaun Watson gonna throw like 6 interceptions in honor of Baker.
He said that last week, and he threw for almost 400 yards. I think.
They're still garbage. That's like Baker Mayfield dropping a 50 burger and losing next week.
The Houston at Indianapolis.
Give me Houston in that one. Indy just that bad.
You think so?
So.
I gotta start working tomorrow.
Jets at Miami.
Give me Mike White.
Did you take the Jets too, right?
Yep.
Ozzy? Yeah. Or did you take Miami, Ozzy?
What game was that?
Jets and Miami.
I took the Jets.
Okay, so we all took the Jets. Carolina and New Orleans.
North Carolina.
Yeah, we all took them. Yeah. 3 o'clock games. These are going to be the good games right here. Austin, Dallas at Washington and New York at Philly.
Give me Dallas and New York.
That's who I took. Ozzy took Washington and Philly. No, wait. Ozzy, you took Dallas, didn't you?
Yeah, who they playing again?
The Commanders.
I took the Commanders.
Okay. That's what? I want to make sure. So me and Austin took Dallas and New York. He took Washington and Philly. I think Philly struggles without Jalen Hurts again. Baltimore and Cincinnati. I think Joe Burrow has a big game this game.
Yeah. Should have had a big game yesterday for my fantasy Super Bowl, but prayers up to Hamlin. We ain't going to talk about it.
Lindsay, get this dog out of here, please.
Because you ain't going to cancel me like Skip. No, sir. No, sir.
Arizona and San Francisco.
Ooh, give me 49ers.
That's who we all took. The Baker Mayfield Rams versus the Seattle Seahawks at Seattle.
Give me Baker, the last audition for next year. Give me Baker.
We both took Seattle, I believe. I told him I think Geno Smith will be good to go. They popped his finger back in, taped it up. He should be good to go. It's hard to beat Seattle. You know that, Austin. It's hard to beat Seattle there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why what's so hard about that stadium, but it's hard.
It's loud, bro. Everything echoes off of each other inside of it.
Chargers at Denver. Do I even need to ask this one?
Give me Denver.
You're going to take Denver?
After how they played against KC, yeah, give me Denver. Russell Wilson going to ride one last time.
You got the Sunday night game. Detroit at Green Bay.
This is a tough one. Mama G, I'm sorry, but we going bang, bang, Lion Game.
Yeah, we both took Green Bay.
Y'all both took Green Bay?
Yeah.
God, bro, why y'all gotta be like
we,
that?
Since we started calling him Tokyo Rogers, he started winning like a 5-6 game win streak. We're not even gonna.
Jared Goff about to throw for like 5 bills and like 6 tutties.
We went over the AFC playoff scenario with you. I'll go with the NFC one. Right now we got Philly at 1, San Francisco at 2, Minnesota at 3, Tampa at 4, Dallas at 5. 6 is New York. 7 is right now sitting at 7 is Seattle. Philly and Dallas both, you know, they can clinch the NFC East with a win or a loss or vice versa from each team. Philly can clinch the number one seed with the Dallas and San Francisco loss. That is the only way they can clinch the NFC East in the number one seed. San Francisco, all they have to do is win in a Philly loss, and they get the number one seed. Or the 49ers. So the 49ers are sitting nice right now, you know. The Cowboys, they can clinch the NFC East with the Dallas win and a Philly loss. They could clinch the number one seed with the Dallas win and a Philly and San Francisco loss. So say those two teams lose, Dallas jumps up from the number 5 spot all the way to the number 1.
Hey, bro, don't be playing like that, bro.
No, I swear.
No, bro. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about this comment.
Yeah, don't even play like that.
Oh, don't be playing like that, bro.
Hold
on, I'm going to check Twitter real quick.
Go ahead. We'll wait to get a confirmation on that. If not, Ozzy, we're going to have to send somebody to the moon. Austin, Seattle can clinch a playoff berth with a Seattle win and a Green Bay loss.
Shoot him to the moon.
Yeah, that was completely not cool. Yeah, we're not even playing like that. Detroit can clinch the playoff spot with this is all yes, like that seventh spot. Detroit can clinch the spot. The seventh spot with a win and a Seattle loss. The only team that controls their own destiny for that number seven spot is the Green Bay Packers. All they have to do is win, and it doesn't matter whether Seattle wins or not. Their win is a conference win. It trumps Seattle's win. They get to go to the playoffs and not Seattle.
But Seattle is playing a conference game. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, but they talked about it earlier. Green Bay, for some reason, that Green Bay win would be stronger.
Is it because it's a better win?
I guess so. They're saying it's a stronger conference win. I don't understand how a conference win should be a conference win. I don't understand that, but yeah. But yeah, it's we can get into. We didn't even touch on this Monday night. The TCU Horned Frogs, Georgia Bulldogs.
The Hypno Toads.
Higgins,
give me the Hypno Toads by 10.
Can't breathe it. With my parents.
Where you going with, Ozzy?
TCU. Okay.
It's a consensus pick. You heard it here first.
TCU winning it all.
The TCU Frogs will win the national title over the Georgia Bulldogs. You heard it first here. So when it breaks down and Monday night you see it happen, remember.
You can come back here.
Ozzy and Daniel told you first.
He says playing the Bills and the Bengals more.
From the way they're talking, they're not even – there's no way they're going to be able to do an extra week because then they would have to push the playoffs back. There's no way it could be possible. They've already paid for the Super Bowl venue, that's going to happen. You know what I mean?
They can have a game on Saturday and a game on Sunday. How about that?
Yeah, they would have to play two games back-to-back, essentially. Like, they would literally, if they're going to do that, they would have to make them play, like, on Thursday this week, right? Yeah. And then turn around, they would have to play, like, Monday against the Patriots, the Bills. How fair is that for them to have to play three games in, like, 2 days, you know what I mean? And then have to play a playoff game. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to have to come to an agreement, and that game's going to have to be a tie. They're just going to have to cut the season. Bad as people hate it, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be the number one seed.
Trash.
I feel like and I'm going to say this now, I feel like the Kansas City Chiefs will be one and done in the playoffs. I don't care what nobody says. They are suspect, and they are not as good as people think they are. That is just my take on that. If there's anything else you guys want to touch on, do you guys want to touch on the Skip Bayless comments? I mean, that's up to you guys.
I think that was pretty insensitive and needs to be fired.
I don't understand what he was – I mean, do you think that it was taken out of context, what he was trying to say? I mean, to me it looked pretty cut and dry what he was saying.
Yeah, it was pretty cut and dry. Like, if you were trying to be sensitive about the situation, his wording would have been different.
Yeah, there was another guy, too, that I saw.
I mean, because us as football fans understand the magnitude of what that game held going into the last week.
Yeah, but at that point, we didn't care about that.
There becomes a point in time where it's no longer about football.
We didn't even that was the last thing we weren't even like, talking about the game.
Bro literally almost died in between the fucking white lines last night.
Like, we didn't even – that was the farthest thing from our mind. Me and you both talked about that. Like, we didn't even – at that point, we didn't even care about the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's – Kansas City? I do believe Kansas City is a suspect. I don't care what nobody says. Kansas City is suspect this year. They are not the same Kansas City Chiefs that everybody
was going to have. They've had a lot of easy wins this year.
They've had a lot of easy wins, and I guarantee you, if they play Cincinnati again, Cincinnati will destroy them again. Yeah. Joe Burrow owns Patrick Mahomes. I know Kansas City Chiefs fans don't like to hear that, the same way that Pittsburgh fans didn't like to hear that Tom Brady owned Ben Roethlisberger, but
that's his daddy. That's his daddy.
It's proven. You know what I mean?
That Daddy Burrow right there.
Chargers are another team that is emerging. You know,
Chargers look like ass. That's like 60.
You know what I mean? And I would not count out. Man, I'm telling y'all, they're letting these people, they're letting these guys in, Tom Brady into the playoffs. You know what I mean? Those guys play big time games. They know those. You know what I mean? If anybody knows how to get a big win, it will be Brady. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he will find a way. He's already found his way to sneak into the playoffs. Is Aaron Rodgers going to find his way Sunday night? We're going to find out.
I hope not. Honestly, I'm tired of watching him choke in the playoffs every year.
I want to know your thoughts on the Derek Carr situation. His brother had a big tirade blow up on
when is he not?
David Carr had a big blow up. I mean, did you see what he said?
Anytime they bash his brother, he goes off. Look.
Yeah, but I mean, think about what he said. A lot of what he said was true. You never heard, you didn't hear Derek Carr when the John Gruden stuff was going on, when all this stuff was going on, and he didn't really have the help around him, you know what I mean? You didn't hear him bash the organization, you know what I'm saying? He went out and helped them because they were not going to get Davante Adams without his old roommate, you know what I mean? Derek Carr got them, helped them get Davante Adams. You get what I'm saying? Like, they're going to – and he's already said, they are publicly already saying that they are seeking a trade, that he has given up his no-trade clause to leave. He said that he wants to go to a team that has a stable coach and that respects his opinion. I don't understand where he's going to go, but
like, he's about to go start coaching football.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, and I get why his brother was mad. I mean, because they have been bashing
Derek. He's going toe-to-toe with the 49ers. He didn't go toe-to-toe with the 49ers. Jared Stidham did.
Yeah, that was Stidham. Stidham played last week. Yeah, Derek Carr is not even in the building. He has said that he's not coming back for the next 2 weeks. He quit on
the
team.
In the car shop.
Yeah, he quit. He quit on the team.
I see your comment. My bad.
Again, we'll end the podcast the same way that we began it. As podcasters and journalists, we hate to report on any kind of bad news. We're gonna pray that DeMar Hamlin's family finds the peace, comfort. We hope that he pulls through. Like I said earlier, his uncle tweeted that he's on 50% of the ventilator. So that's a good sign. Hopefully they're going to remove the tube. He'll be able to breathe on his own, hopefully. It's a tragic thing, but our heart and our prayers and thoughts go out with him. I mean.
Absolutely.
Messiah, what do you want me to say about him? He's a beast. He's gonna put in that work, no?
Could be exactly what they got now.
He has
another washed veteran quarterback.
Here's the thing, though, about Indianapolis. Why would he want to go to Indianapolis? Look what the offensive line just let happen to Nick Foles. That's another thing we can touch on. The Thibodeau thing. Thibodeau says that he didn't know that Nick Foles was hurt in that situation. I find that kind of hard to believe because he looked right over at him while he was convulsing on the ground. They were loading him into the car. He starts doing the go to sleep. I don't know if he was referencing to the Colts in general, you know. Either way, it was kind of a low move. You know what I mean? But the offensive line, that's something I wanted to touch on. The whole line didn't even try to pick Nick Foles up or try to defend him on that play.
Well, that tells you all you need to know about their character and what they think about their quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Saturday touched on that. He said they had no heart. He was embarrassed and disgusted by the way that the offensive line did that, you know. I mean, it's – they got a bad situation. I don't see Carr going to Indianapolis. I don't I couldn't see that happening.
I can see Carr going to New York.
Who, the Jets?
Jets or the Giants.
I don't see him go to the Giants. I think, the ball is sold on Danny Downs right now.
What about New England?
I wouldn't be opposed to him coming there. You know what I mean? He's not a bad quarterback. Think about it, Austin. Derek Carr, like, what all has he really done? Except he set the record for the most yards in Raiders history for passing. You know what I mean? Like, think
but
about
it's all about the regular season for him. He can't get it done in the playoffs. Has he really had a chance?
Besides that 1 year to
– there's been multiple times where he could have got his team to the playoffs and he folded. That's my issue with Carr.
Yeah, Davante Adams – he's already said too, Davante Adams, that if Carr leaves, he wants to leave. You know what I mean? So they are going to be in the same situation that they were – the Raiders have a mess right now. That's a whole, you know what I mean? We could sit here for, like, do a whole, you already know, Austin, we could do a whole podcast just on that, you know what I mean? Touching on all that.
Yeah, quarterbacks in general.
Yes. One thing is for sure, I do think that, if the Patriots are going to succeed, they're going to move on, and
they got to go get them a Baker Mayfield.
Say this.
They gotta go get them a Baker
Mayfield. They need to fire Bill Belichick. It's time to go young as a head coach. I mean, I know people are gonna say, "Oh my God, you're gonna want to fire the greatest coach of all time." Look at his record before Tom Brady. He was mediocre in Cleveland. He's proven to already. You know what I mean? He is stuck in his old ways. It is time. If the Patriots want to evolve and move with the times, it's time that they make that move. No, Messiah, the way they have it, if they do end up doing the tie, like I told you, everything is going to stay the same. Buffalo will still be the number two seed. They've already said, Adam Schefter said earlier, the Bengals are pretty much locked in at the number three seed right now. Like, that's, unless they, like I said, they have to play two games in like 5 days, they are locked in at the number three seed right now. It was a horrible, horrible time for a tragic injury like this to happen. You know what I mean? I mean, it's crazy it happens the last week of the season, but that's how things work out. Austin can tell you that. We've seen that happen to a lot of different sports. Stuff like that happens. You know what I mean? But I can honestly say I have never seen an injury like the way that happened. Austin, where they were having to give him CPR, not in boxing, not in MMA. Nothing like that where they were having to give him CPR. You know what I mean? And that in itself is what was so dire about that situation and worried me. Like, I have never seen – they've never had to do that like that.
Dang it.
In respect to the players for forming that wall around him, because there were people trying to take pictures of him while he was – you know what I mean? While they were administering CPR, and shout out to those players for all coming together, Bengals and Bills players.
He wants to tell you good night.
Okay. Okay, good night.
Don't hear her yelling at me. She's so fucking mean.
But we're gonna go ahead and end this tonight. Like I said, with our thoughts and prayers with Hamlin. This podcast will be loaded up onto Anchor. You guys can find it on Texas Sport and Sounds. It'll be uploaded onto my YouTube. I'm going to download it. I will send it to you, Austin, on Facebook so you can upload it onto your pages.
Yes, sir.
I'll try to figure out a way to send it to you, Ozzy, on trying to think. You got just send me your email, Ozzy, and I will send it to your email so you can download it. So you can download it. And then that way you can post it on your YouTube and everything.
All right.
and we'll push it out to all these platforms. Like I said, guys, thank you guys for that stayed with us, man, with all this information and everything. And good night, guys.
Prayers for him.
Yeah. Praise for Emma.